May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. Amen. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Ministry, both the ministry of the ordained and the ministry of the laity, requires tenacity. Regardless of the obstacles that appear on the path on which we think God has set us, and no matter how often and how difficult things may get, or we may think, "I'm tired, I just can't do this anymore," we have to keep going. The life of a first century fisherman also required tenacity. Casting and recasting nets into the water, hoping for a good catch and working even harder when the catch was bad. Working against bad weather and the elements. Hauling the catch into the boat and then navigating back to shore. Mending the nets. Starting over every morning, day after day after day. So when Jesus walked by and saw Peter and Andrew casting a net, and when he saw James and John casting their nets, did he see in each of them the tenacity that he knew would be required of his followers? Did he see in them the willingness, the drive that would be required to cast and recast their nets into a society that would often yield a bad catch and contained a different type of element against which they would need to contend? But even beyond that, I wonder how long Jesus may have stood and watched these brothers as they went about their work. The only sense of timing we have is in Peter and Andrew and James and John's response to the calls they received. It was immediate. But we don't know how much time elapsed between Jesus seeing them and Jesus calling them. Now, when they were called, it may have been that the words of the prophet Jeremiah flashed through their minds. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." Perhaps the swiftness with which they put down everything and started down the road with Jesus was an indication that they already knew a little bit about him. Perhaps they had heard some gossip or some stunned news about him as it passed from one town to another and throughout the countryside. At the end of the day, though, Jesus called. And Peter and Andrew and James and John answered by abandoning their livelihood. They set aside their jobs and accepted the call to a new vocation. No longer would they work to fill the stomachs of humanity. From that day forward, they worked to fill their souls. God has a call for each and every one of us. It might be a call to change something minor, or it might be a call to something completely new and incredible. Perhaps that call comes in the voice of someone else, a voice asking you to join in a ministry, or a voice asking for your participation, or a voice pleading for your help. The call could come in the sheer stillness that Elijah experienced at the mouth of the cave on Mount Horeb. It could come, as you've heard me talk about in the past, in feeling as if I was being tapped on the shoulder. The call could come out of a bush that is burning but not consumed. It could come as a voice from the heavens or as a whisper from right next to us. It could come as a rainbow arcing across the sky or a dove descending from on high. And as we learned in recent weeks, it could even come in the form of a dream. But regardless of its source, no matter where this call may come from, ask yourselves this: how quickly will I respond? Some of you may have already heard God's call to you. Others of you may still be waiting, wondering when it will be your turn. Regardless of your situation, and regardless of whether you think God has whispered to you or tapped you on your shoulder, there's one thing I believe. Calls from God are not one-time events. I believe that calls from God come over and over and over again. Consider Peter, for instance, when Jesus summoned him that day. That was not his one call. For the rest of his life, the call he received was ongoing. He was called to follow and to lead. He was called to tear down and to build up. He was called to proclaim and to preach. He was called to teach and to heal. On his last day, he was even called to a cross in Rome. Peter was called not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. And each time, Peter answered that call. When you are called, will you answer? When you are called to some aspect of life here at this church, our mission and liturgy, our worship and learning, our reaching out and lifting up, what will your answer be, and how quickly will you give it? In the world beyond this place, in this community and this county, among your family and friends and co-workers, when you sense a call to something new, what will your answer be, and how quickly will you give it? Peter and Andrew and James and John were seen and called, and every one of us has been seen and at some point also will be called. Every one of us has something to offer in this life. Something to offer to those we know and love well and those we haven't yet met. To all those who come here and to all whom we may be led. To those who feel uplifted and those who need to be lifted up. When your call, when every call comes to you, how quickly will you drop your net and follow Jesus? Amen.